This is IPR News Radio. I'm Candace Ludlow. There was a breach of a dam south of Traverse City over the weekend. Residents along the Boardman River got a scare when officials declared a state of emergency for several hours. Floodwaters damaged a number of homes in low-lying spots along the river, but there were no injuries. IPR's Bob Allen reports.
Under careful deconstruction, the Boardman River is supposed to gradually return to a natural flow as three dams are removed. But Saturday morning, as contractors got ready to slowly lower the pond behind Brown Bridge Dam, their containment system gave way. A surge of water tore downstream, uprooting trees and carrying sand and sediment that had built up behind the dam for nearly 100 years.
It's just very tragic. You know, I don't think it'll ever look the same as it did.
Mary Halliday's family has owned property along that stretch of the river for almost as long as the dam has been there. Her grandfather invented a popular trout fishing lure called the Adams Fly.
I know a lot of fly fishermen, and they're outraged right now. I mean, they think their fishing is gone forever.
Not all trout fishermen are saying this. For a while, the once clear stream will look more like coffee, and the silt that clogs fish gills and smothers their spawning beds and chokes aquatic insect life undoubtedly will do some damage. But fisheries biologist Nate Winkler says before long the river will recover. He's looking down at the water just below the dam the day after the breach.
It's coming back already. It's getting back to a more natural color.
And as it turns out, not as much sediment went downstream from the pond as might have otherwise. Steve Largent is part of the team in charge of dam removal on the Boardman.
We dredged out over almost 100,000 cubic yards of sediment prior to this final drawdown. So, thank God we did.
The engineers still don't know for sure why their system failed. Three independent companies will investigate what happened in the coming days. And dam safety inspectors from the state have asked for work to stop at the site of the incident until they get a chance to see it. By Sunday morning, crews were out on the river pulling out whole trees and other debris caught in culverts. Mary Gauthier, a lifelong resident of Traverse City, is among a small group watching. She says she kayaks the river frequently, and over the years, she's seen a lot of houses and cabins grow up right in the floodplain.
And they never thought something was going to happen like this. Thank God nobody got hurt.
But Gauthier also isn't a fan of taking down two more dams on the Boardman, as planned, if this is an example of the damage to be done.
This is going to be just like a giant toilet being flushed. So this is going to be a major wake-up call for if they still are going to take out those other two dams. I think it's a big mistake.
So does Mike Crouch. He and his neighbors are manning a small private bridge to their property.
On my tractor, I could pull in that driveway and we could just pull that cable down.
A contractor crew arrives with a chainsaw and winch to pull out a big log that's stuck there. Crouch doesn't believe all the talk by the dam removers about making the river more natural.
Natural would be let trees fall down and let them fall in and stay in the river and never clean them out. That would be natural. I'm just totally against it. They've destroyed the river as far as I'm concerned.
We're trying to undo a great harm that was done to the river 90 years ago.
Biologist Nate Winkler of the dam removal team says the incident or accident at Brown Bridge was unfortunate and upsetting, but he says if the dam stayed in place, there would always be the chance of a catastrophic failure that would be much worse than what happened over the weekend. And he says it was quick action by heavy equipment operators that avoided more destruction. He says when the breach happened, a couple of them put themselves on the line. They stayed on the dam as the water surged, picking up boulders and concrete chunks and dropping them into the hole.
That's something that people who aren't here don't realize and can point fingers, but unless you're here to see what happened, you don't know the full story.
The dam removal team expects they'll take some hits from naysayers who've always been against the project, but they also expect it will continue to move ahead. At the Boardman River, for IPR News, I'm Bob Allen.